101.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A public memorial for Charlie Kirk has been announced for 1 week from today at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The investigation into his assassination Wednesday at Utah Valley University continues. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Orem, Utah, with more.
The university announcing employees will return to campus tomorrow, with classes resuming Wednesday. Utah Governor Spencer Cox calling for unity as the nation recovers from yet another act of political violence.
President Trump on social media called on NATO members to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would stop the war in Ukraine, but that's not likely to happen. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Tel Aviv. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today as Israel continues its strikes on Gaza. And at the end of his weekly prayers in St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo thanked well-wishers for their wishes on his 70th birthday. This is ABC News. Boeing's been hit with a $3.1 million fine from the FAA for safety violations.
It's the maximum civil penalty allowed under federal law. The FAA saying it found hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's 737 factory in Renton, Washington, and at its subcontractor, Spirit AeroSystems' 737 factory in Wichita, Kansas. The alleged violations occurred between September of 2023 and February of 2024 and included the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout when the door flew off in flight. Boeing telling ABC News it's reviewing the proposed penalty and has strengthened its safety culture. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Last night in Las Vegas, Terrence Crawford made boxing history. His win over Canelo Alvarez made him the undisputed super middleweight champion, and he is the first undisputed champion across three different divisions in boxing's modern era. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGran for WRCO. A little foggy out there this morning with some moisture trapped underneath an area of high pressure. This area of high pressure has held us in clear skies and warm conditions, and that will continue through the next few days until our next low pressure system arrives Monday night and into Tuesday. This could bring some showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms to the western sections of Wisconsin. That moves out, but then our next system does arrive much later in the week. Could see increasing clouds by midweek and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday, and possibly continuing into Saturday. So here's your forecast for your Sunday. Could see some widespread morning fog. Visibilities could be reduced down to less than a quarter of a mile. By this afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Temperatures around 86 degrees, but heat indices could be closer to 90. Winds out of the east at around 3 to 8 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog developing once again under clear skies. Lows tonight around 62 degrees. For Monday, mostly sunny, warm and humid. Heat indices again near 90 degrees with air temperatures around 86. For Monday night, mostly cloudy, patchy fog possible once again and a low around 62. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, still warm. Temperatures in the mid-80s, but feeling like they're in the upper 80s. Highs around 85. For Wednesday, increasing clouds and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. A high of 84 and a low of 61. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely. High of 80 and a low of 60. For Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible all day with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 75. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a foggy 63 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 60. Yesterday, we had a high of 85 and no precipitation. A record high on this day set back in 1939 at 93. A record low 30 set in 1975. Last year on this day, our high was 84, our low 58. Sunset today will be at 7:14, sunrise tomorrow at 6:41. No precipitation. The barometer is sitting at 29.99, holding steady. Winds are light out of the southwest. Again, it's a mostly foggy 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored today by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Enrollment at 8 of the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased, according to preliminary estimates based on day one student counts, as overall enrollment held steady. New freshman enrollment is up 3%, or nearly 900 students, according to the preliminary estimates, with 8 universities showing new freshman enrollment increases of 5% or more. However, significant declines in international students are a likely reason overall enrollment remains steady and did not increase. International enrollment could drop as much as 15% as U.S. colleges nationwide, according to NAFSA, Association of International Educators, and JB International. Overall, enrollment is 164,340 in the fall of 2025, according to preliminary estimates, down 96 students from the final 2024 fall enrollment counts. 8 of 13 universities showed increases under the preliminary enrollments. Official enrollment counts will be released later this fall based on the 10th day of enrollment. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said the numbers are a positive sign that Direct Admit Wisconsin is attracting new students to the universities. The program's first cohort of students enrolled this fall. Direct Admit Wisconsin offers automatic admission to qualified high school students without requiring an application. The Wisconsin Tuition Promise also appears to be making an impact, Rothman said. The program for the fall 2025 cohort provides tuition and fees for students from families earning less than $55,000 after scholarships and other financial aid is considered. The Wisconsin DMV warns potential used car buyers about flood-damaged vehicles. That comes as people in southeast Wisconsin look to get rid of cars that were caught in record flooding this summer. Buyers should be watching out for telltale signs of water damage, musty smells, water stains, mud in places it shouldn't be, and corrosion of electrical components. As always, be sure not only to inspect a vehicle yourself before buying it, but have a mechanic do an inspection as well. Any flooded vehicle must be disclosed before purchase and may already have a salvage title attached to it. If in doubt, use a service like Carfax or AutoCheck to research the vehicle's history. For a second time this week, a student is accused of having a gun at a Wisconsin high school. A 17-year-old who attends La Follette High School in Madison was arrested after school staff received a report that he brought a gun on Tuesday before hiding the weapon and returning to school. That's according to a Madison Police Department incident report cited by WKOW. Police used surveillance to identify the student. Officers found an unloaded handgun in a yard, ammunition in the student's backpack, and a cell phone photo of the student holding the gun that was recovered and dressed in the same clothes he wore to school. He was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, underage possession of a firearm, and firearm possession on school property. Also Tuesday, a handgun and ammunition were found in a student's backpack at Green Bay Preble High School when police responded to fights there. A Western Wisconsin county considers a hefty reduction in marijuana possession fines. La Crosse County supervisors could vote next week to lower the fine for possession from $100 plus fees to $1. Supervisor David Pierce says that's necessary because Wisconsin hasn't followed neighboring states in decriminalizing cannabis possession. Pierce says the county doesn't need to prosecute low-level marijuana cases when law enforcement has higher priorities to address. The ordinance passed the county board's judiciary and law committee by a 4-1 vote. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Green Bay Packers and in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, have announced that Lambeau Field is joining 10 other Wonders of Wisconsin sites across the state, adding to a growing lineup of must-visit places in Wisconsin for residents and visitors alike. Home to the only publicly owned team in the National Football League and the team with the most wins in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, Lambeau Field's heritage and history are unmatched. Lambeau Field was established in 1957 as Green Bay City Stadium and renamed in honor of the team's co-founder, Curly Lambeau, in 1965, making it the oldest continually operating stadium built for an NFL team. Additionally, each year, Lambeau Field welcomes hundreds of thousands of cheeseheads and football fans from around the globe thanks to its legendary players, iconic games, and signature fan experience that have made it a must-visit stadium for generations of football fans. This announcement comes on the heels of the 2025 NFL Draft hosted in Green Bay earlier this year, during which Lambeau Field and the city welcomed over 600,000 visitors from around the nation and world. In total, the three-day event generated an economic impact of approximately $105 million for the state, far surpassing previous estimates for the event. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023, centered on a vision to celebrate the state and the unforgettable destinations, shaped by both natural forces and human hands within it. In addition to Lambeau Field, the Wonders of Wisconsin include the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, Granddad Bluff, Kohler Andre State Park, the Milwaukee Art Museum, Taliesin, Willow Falls, Witch's Gulch, and Yerkes Observatory. More information on the Wonders of Wisconsin is available on Travel Wisconsin's website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for a special trapping session within Sand Hill State Wildlife Area. The deadline to apply for the 2025-26 trapping season is Monday, September 15th. The opportunity will provide selected trappers a high-quality trapping experience while helping the DNR achieve its fur bearer management goals on the 9,150-acre property. Successful trappers will be required to attend a two-hour workshop at Sandhill State Wildlife Area to review information about season objectives, vehicle use regulations, and data collection instructions. Trapping permits will be issued during the workshop. More information, including the application, is available on the DNR Sandhill Outdoor Skills Center webpage. National Preparedness Month is underway, a time to remember life-saving blood products are an essential part of preparedness for every type of disaster, whether it be home fires or natural disasters such as hurricanes, flooding, and wildfires. Severe weather can disrupt blood collections by causing blood drive cancellations and impacting donors' ability to give. Additionally, trauma patients may need blood product transfusions within minutes of entering emergency rooms. Those who could give now would help someone in dire moments. This month, the American Red Cross is reminding you that giving blood now helps support patients the moment they need medical care. Donors of all types, especially those with types O positive and B negative blood, are asked to make an appointment to give. Three blood drives will be held in the area this coming week. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. Two blood drives will be held on Wednesday, the first from 11 to 4 at Dodgeville High School, the second from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. You can book a time to give blood or platelets at any blood drive by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogytrails.com/Wisconsin/Richland/bios, the source is a history of Crawford and Richland counties, Wisconsin, illustrated in 1881, transcribed by Mary Saggio. Joseph Marshall, a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of the town of Marshall, which this territory now bears his name, was born in Columbia County, Ohio, March 25, 1820. He was married in April of 1851 to Margaret McCannon. The day following, they started west to seek a home and embarked on a steamboat at Wellsville, then came to what is now Muscadet, and the next day started in company with Alexander Bartley to seek a desirable location, but the land is in the vicinity that did not suit him. So he went to Richland County. The party showing him the county inquired, "What kind of land do you want?" To which Mr. Marshall replied, "I want land where there's plenty of wood and plenty of water." "Well," said the man, "we'll go back into Richland County because both can be found there, and you can clear a farm in a lifetime." This remark, intended to deter him from going thither, did not have that effect. Instead, he did clear that land in Richland County and did so within 10 years, not a lifetime. They were informed that there were two men, Amasa Haskins and Jules Preston, living in the northern part of the county, engaged in bear hunting. Toward only evidence of an individual habitation, Mr. Marshall suggested that night be spent at that place where Mr. Bartley was. But Mr. Bartley said, "Nobody lives here now." "Well, then," said Mr. Marshall, "then we'll be anyone and we'll put this out," and accordingly took peaceable possession of the property. A few minutes afterwards, Mr. Preston, the owner of the land, returned in company with his wife. The travelers, having asked, "Could we stop and stay for the night?" found that they were welcome, and soon were partaking in supper of cornbread, venison, with an appetite for relish, and only the hungry man would be left alone. This cabin was located on what is now Section 29, Town of Rockbridge. In that morning, Mr. Preston started out to show them the land, and Mr. Marshall selected the northern half of Section 13, Town 11, Range 1 West, and he started to show him the land. Mr. Marshall had selected that portion, not wishing to lose any time, but the next day he said, "You can purchase it with a cow." And that day following, a hired man with a team to transfer his goods would help him and his bride trudge along to the property, driving the cow that he was going to use to purchase that property. Arriving at Mr. Preston's cabin, they remained overnight once again, and the following morning took axe, started for the land, but they could not find as they returned the next morning. A man by the name of Meeks, it was, who was stopping at the Amasa Haskins' house, hitched his horse, loaded it with goods and provisions, and accompanied Mr. Preston to start out for the land once again, this time arriving at Amaska Haskins' house, finding the team too heavily loaded for the condition of the road, they left the majority of the goods there. The fence corner, which was covered by shakes, and proceeded with their way, cutting the road, as it were, and finally reached their destination. Here, a rude shelter of brush poles were hastily constructed, and pioneer life commenced. In the earnest, Mr. Meeks fed his horses some corn, brought them with purpose, fully cleaned them up, and gathered with Mr. Marshall to use for seeding the land. He immediately commenced in clearing and chopping and then seeding the land, thus raising a small crop of corn, potatoes, and garden vegetables by fall. They continued to live in their improvised covering, so it was called, until fall, when they erected an actual log cabin with puncheon floor, shake roof. That meant that fall in Sextonville, George Hancock was about to purchase provisions and head on the same way, when they discovered a pile of lumber was left there at the present village of what is now Richland Center, which Ira Hazeltine had left them for more of a good claim. At that time, a few furrows were plowed, and evidence of improvement, well, it really took place. This, of course, is where he established his residence. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering school days. It was about the McGuffey Reader and fun with Dick and Jane books.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Sunday, September 14th. Jane Annette Turnipseed, 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held on Sunday, or will be held today at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be made and directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died on September 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center, died September 12th at UW Hospital in Madison. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 5 until 7. A private family burial will be held in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery at a later date. Charlene May Cowling, 77 of Richland Center. Brenda Ott, 71 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to the Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green, died on Wednesday at home.
Funeral mass will be held this coming will be held on Wednesday, September 24th at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion, Post 398. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to a charity of choice. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center, died on Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. Celebration of Life will be held on Sunday, September 28th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on September 28th from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family of Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59 of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are brought to you by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
We'll start things off by wishing a very happy birthday today to Nancy McCulley from Fuzz. Happy birthday to Lindsay today, with love from Nick, Bubba, Luke, and Leo. Happy birthday to Cleet Baumkamp from your adoring fans. Best wishes today on your birthday to Van Nelson from Sacred Heart Parish. St. Mary's School would like to wish Violet Ewing a happy birthday today. Also, happy birthday to Violet Ewing from the Bloom City Town Crier. Muscadet, Blue River, and Evoke Alliance would like to wish Daniel Broadbent, Stacy Hagenston, Danielle Bassett, Estelle Marabelli, Jackson Spiegel, and Brandon Steadley a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Alliance to Allison Olson, Lindsay Perna, Melanie Shannon, Amy Reinhardt, Lacey Hodge, and Lori Newberry. Happy anniversary wishes going out today to Laverne and Karen Gulsrud and Ed and Angelica Hoskin from Richland Center Lions. Muscadet, Blue River, and Evoke Alliance would like to wish a happy anniversary today to Dan and Kimberly Hinkle and Terry and Barb Coe. Happy 6th anniversary to Marlon and Judy Keene from Johnny, Sue, and Merriman. And happy anniversary to Nick. Happy 14th, with love from Lindsay. Happy birthday and anniversary to all of you celebrating today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, from all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sunday Morning Sports is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Hendricks. In high school sports over the weekend, on Saturday for volleyball at the Seneca Invitational, it was Argyle defeating Boscobel 2-1. Argyle would also defeat Riverdale 2-1 and would go on to defeat Seneca, yes, 2-1. In the Lancaster Invitational, it was Schulzberg over Kickapoo, 2-0. River Ridge scored a 2-1 win over Schulzberg, and Viroqua defeated Schulzberg 2-0. In Wisconsin Dells Invitational, Hillsboro got a 2-1 set win over DeSoto, while Hillsboro would also defeat Tri-County 2-1. In the Wautoma Invitational for high school boys soccer, it was River Valley over Nakusa by a score of 3-0. Also in soccer action on Saturday, Platteville-Lancaster defeated La Crosse-Logan 7-2. It was Baraboo 2, Toma 0, and Janesville-Parker defeated Portage-Poinette 6-1. In college football, it was Wisconsin lacrosse defeating Carnegie Mellon by a score of 38-14. It was Wisconsin Eau Claire over Kenyon 35-6. Wisconsin Whitewater scored a 37-0 win over St. Xavier. It was UW Stevens Point over St. Norbert 41-17. Wartburg defeated Stout 16-0. River Falls scored a 59-47 win over Coe, and North Central Illinois defeated Oshkosh 45-14. In Big Ten conference play, the Wisconsin Badgers suffered a tough loss yesterday to a good team, Alabama, defeating them 38-14. Also, in high school girls varsity cross country over the weekend at the River Valley Invitational, it was Darlington in first. Fenimore took second, Viroqua came in third, Riverdale came in sixth place, and it was Basketball in 10th, and Prairie du Chien in 16th. In girls varsity, large school team score at the River Valley Invitational, Madison West got first place, while it was Lancaster coming in sixth, Baraboo in 10th, Dodgeville Mineral Point in 11th, Platteville coming in 12th, River Valley in 15th, Richland Center in 17th, Reedsburg area in 18th, and Wisconsin Dells in 20th. At the River Valley Invitational for boys varsity small school team score, it was St. Ambrose Academy getting first, Basketball came in third, Fenimore in fourth, Viroqua came in 9th place, Prairie du Chien in 11th, and Riverdale in 15th. At the River Valley Invitational Boys Varsity Large School Team Scores, it was DeForest in first, Richland Center Ithaca in fourth, Baraboo came in sixth place, while Dodgeville Mineral Point in seventh, it was Platteville in 13th, Reedsburg Area 16th, Lancaster came in 18th, River Valley 19th, and Wisconsin Dells in 20th. Also, the Milwaukee Brewers scored another win to make it 2 in a row at home against St. Louis yesterday, 9-8. The two teams go head-to-head again today with a 1:10 first pitch time this afternoon, and you can hear it on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sunday Morning Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
WRCO.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you.
how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you.
forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. Joy to honor you. Sing it again. Amazing love. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. You were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. Yeah, because you died and rose again. Amazing love.
Cheers.
Yes, Lord,
I am.